Hey, hello, this is your boy Jamal Scott, a.k.a. the Milwaukee Messiah, and this is the Podcast Files. And I know I haven't done a podcast in a while, and I just feel like this is a time for me to do a podcast, because something that just really happened to me recently and really had me evaluating my life and evaluating the value that I have in it. You know, it's not worth your life. It's not worth it, you know. It is not worth getting drunk every weekend and stuff like that and losing your life, because this is a life and death situation for me, and I'm getting sick and tired of disappointing people who actually believed in me and haven't seen potential in me that I didn't see in myself. And I think that was one of the major things that was holding me back, because I was bitter, I was angry, I was confused. I had all these different emotions inside of me, and I didn't know how to deal with them, and I kept on suppressing them, and that's why I drank so much. And I've been to the hospital twice, you know. You know, not many people know about that story. And I decided for myself, you know, thank God I reached it to 30 years old. Thank God I reached 30 years old, because he spared me so many times, and I felt like, you know, this is the time to end it all, you know, to end this disease, because it is a nasty, nasty disease. You know, it's very nasty. You know, it changes your mind. You black out. You don't remember. You lose your memory. You get irritated fast and quickly. You get so annoyed with things so quickly, and you feel more tired when you wake up, you know. And, you know, one thing I started to realize is that I can have fun without taking a sip, you know. I could have fun. You know, there was a lot of things that I did that made that I had joy in before drink, before all this. I used to write songs. I used to do YouTube videos. I used to read books, doing all these things. But I think over the years, I think the alcohol took a lot of that thing away from me. I was just bored and lonely, and, you know. And I didn't have a support system, but now I do have a support system. And, you know, it's a fabulous thing to have in this life, you know. You have people that care about you, that want you to do well, that really want to support you and whatever you're going through. And, you know, I know this isn't going to be easy for me. I know that. But the end goal is, you know, to be happy, to be healthy. And everybody can lecture me on this, but until I decide that I want to do it for myself, it ain't going to work. But now, I want to do this for myself, and for me, this is my last chance. So, you know, if this is my last chance, if this is my last shot, I'm going to make the best of it. Because I want to live. I want to live to see a long life. I don't want to be a statistic in the world that doesn't give a damn about black people. Just to be a statistic. You know, see, there's another one down. Nobody cares for this dude, you know? And it's not worth it. Absolutely, it's not worth it. There's nothing nice out on these streets, man. Like, seriously, I see people younger than me get caught up in that street life, and it only ends you up in two things, dead or in jail, man. I mean, seriously, it's a nasty, nasty disease. And, you know, You know, I was too scared to ask for help, you know, but, you know, I threw my bottles, I threw the pills away, I said no more, because I don't want to go through that anymore. I don't want to put my family through so much pain like that anymore, you know. I felt like I embarrassed everybody. I felt like, honestly, I was afraid. I felt hopeless. I felt useless at the time. But now I have this new strength. I have this new lease in life. And I should make the best of it. And that's what I'm trying to do now. You know, because, you know, it's now or never. And I'm choosing now to make a mark on this world and unlock my full potential. So there it is.